And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of February, 2013, birthday of the poet Galway Connell, born Providence, 1927, went off to Princeton. His roommate was the poet W.S. Merwin, who woke him up one night and read William Butler Yeats to him until dawn. And after that night, Galway Connell devoted himself to writing poetry. Galway Connell, who said, "What troubles me is a sense that so many things lovely and precious in our world seem to be dying out. Perhaps poetry will be the canary in the mineshaft, warning us of what's to come." Galway Connell, who said, "To me, poetry is somebody standing up, so to speak, and saying, with as little concealment as possible, what it is for him or her to be on earth at this moment." And it's the birthday of the poet Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, in 1902, grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, a black kid in the middle of America, loved going to the Lawrence Public Library because it was one of the only integrated public buildings in the city. He said, "Then it was that books began to happen to me, and I began to believe in nothing but books and the wonderful world in books, where if people suffered, they suffered in beautiful language, not in monosyllables as we did in Kansas." It was on this day, 1884, the first part of the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published, covering the letter A to the word ant, A-N-T. The Philological Society of London had set out to do it almost 30 years before. They proposed a 4-volume dictionary that would take 10 years to complete. In the end, the dictionary took 70 years, not 10, and it filled 10 volumes, not 4. The last volume didn't come out until 1928. The OED defined over 400,000 word forms. The second edition came out in 1989. It's the one you probably find in a library today. 20 volumes, weighs nearly 140 pounds, over 615,000 definitions. And in that 1989 edition, the longest entry is for the verb set, S-E-T, more than 430 ways to use the verb set. The entry for the verb set is 60,000 words long. That second edition contains about 2.5 million quotations. The Bible's quoted more than any other work, Shakespeare more than any other single author, and of Shakespeare's works, Hamlet is quoted the most, about 1,600 quotations from Hamlet in the OED. In 1992, a CD-ROM version of the OED was published, and now the dictionary is online, where it's constantly under revision. It's the birthday of the novelist Muriel Spark, born in Edinburgh, 1918. Growing up, she liked to write love letters to herself that she signed with men's names and hid in the sofa cushions in the hope of shocking her mother. Muriel Spark, best known for her 1961 novel, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, entitled The Present. The present that you gave me months ago is still unopened by our bed, sealed in its rich blue paper and bright bow. I've even left the card unread and kept the ribbon knotted tight. Why needlessly unfold and bring to light the elegant contrivances that hide the costly secret waiting still inside? A poem by Dana Gioia, The Present, from Pity the Beautiful, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.